Alpha Delta 8 Mike Papa.
AD8MP, this is NAWRO, Tim in Richmond. Good morning, David.
Hey, good morning, Tim. Yeah, I just thought I'd jump in here a few minutes before I had to roll out of the compound here and go to work. And just you might be listening. How are you today?
Yes, sir, doing quite well. Rumor has it we might be getting some stormy weather later today, so I don't know if you've heard anything, but we'll keep an eye out. Maybe we'll do our first Skywarn net today, not wanting to do so, but if necessary, maybe.
Yeah, that's what I'm seeing as well. I checked the weather last night and again this morning. It looks like it could start raining anytime around 11, 12 o'clock on, and heavy stuff might come through from what I'm seeing, maybe after 5 o'clock, 4 or 5 o'clock. So we'll see what happens with that. And I work outside, so I'm just going to try and stay dry today.
Oh, yeah. I imagine you guys are pretty close tabs on the weather as well for the work, line of work you did. I understand Dave, the EC, the boss, is on duty today. I'm not sure if he's dispatching or if he's on phones today, but later tonight we have our net. We don't know if the net will have to be preempted by a Skywarn net, so we'll figure that out later this afternoon. So be safe at work and appreciate the quick QSO here. November 8, Whiskey, Romeo, Oscar, back over to your 88MP. Have a good one, Dave.
NAWRO, 88MP, yeah, thank you, 73, and we'll talk to you later.
AF8GBH, I'll be monitoring for a bit.
This is Kilo Foxtrot 8, Echo Tango, fallback. Kilo Foxtrot 8, Echo Tango, fallback. Anyone here?
NAWRO, Richmond. Good morning, Darren. How's it going?
Good, and how's it going over there?
Well, so far, so good. Doing a little work on that one PDF I have of all pins open, the DMR sites for Central Michigan. I'm doing all pins open, and then on the back side, I think I'm going to do the paired frequencies so we know which frequency are reused. All kind of like in one document. Unfortunately, it looks like it's got to be three pages, though. So I'll probably post that over on Discord as well. Seems to be useful for some of the guys like Tom that drive a lot.
Out for the DMR repeaters and probably the analog repeaters, having a whole list of all the frequencies that are used for it and what their call signs are.
So the one I'm looking at now is just all the Central Michigan, I call it the all pins open map with labels on them showing, what the tower location they are and the three alpha character code for them, Mount Clemens, NBC, Detroit, DET, which is 444.0, and that's also the SOO, so S-O-O as well. And it's helpful for programming the DMR radios or just knowing where you're at when you're driving. As far as the analog, no, I haven't done any of that yet myself.
Back here now, though.
Wally, I have you in there. Let's go over to Darren. Darren, send it to Wally, please. All right. How about Wally? Go ahead, and then we'll give Darren a little spot there later.
Oh, no, I just got in the car heading towards that long trip to my office. So I wanted you guys chatting about my favorite subject, digital radio. So I figured I'd say good morning and Victor Delta. Driving to beautiful, still cold, 43 degrees, clear skies. Sound like an airplane pilot. I hope there's not a fire truck in my way. And too soon. That's all. So, Darren, you back? Not back in AWRO, W8VD for the rest of the call time.
I'm here. I also have a big map of the whole state of Michigan that has every repeater and repeater book on it somewhere. So I have that if you're interested.
451 stuff? Central Michigan?
No, I think Darren's talking about analog. So, yeah, I don't know how you have that, Darren. If it's a PDF file or whatever you have, you could DM that to me on Discord if you have it in that format. Yeah, I'm just working on a new version or a refreshed version of the MI5 DMR sites. All pins open, and on the back side I'll have the repeater pairs so we know which is which. Go ahead, Wally.
Yeah, their website is pretty good. The other one, if you guys are, that's really accurate, is the Michigan Repeater Council, MIARC. I don't know if you guys have ever been there. That one's a lot more accurate. It tells you when everybody's license was renewed, tells you all the bands, all the frequencies, and where they're at. At least it tells you how they're all been allocated or approved by the repeater gods. So that one's pretty good to take a look at that one as well. I use all resources. Darren, you still there? We're in and out, like the song goes. I guess he's more out than in, Tim.
Yeah, looking at the dashboard here. Darren was on Detroit at 107 on the last transmit, but yeah, maybe he's not making it now. I'm not sure. Yeah, I wrote that down, Wally. Michigan Repeater Council, I have to take a look at that, because we know repeater book is sketchy at best for accuracy. So there you go.
Yeah, I think the MIARC is the one that's updated. That's the one that's done by the big boys, the ones that are calling the shots. So I think that's where everything is. Look at this. The guy that's supposed to be heading up the meeting isn't here. I have to write him up. Tim, Garrett, you're back in. Say hi. If not, back to Tim. I'll listen out. WHD.
KF8GBH.
KF8GBH, I got you in there. Wally, I hear you're destinated at your work QTH there, so have a good one. Appreciate the QSO. I was going to turn it over to Wally just to sign out because I'm not sure if you did. And then we'll get you in there, breaking station.
Yeah, I'm here in the parking lot. I can hang around for 2 or 3 minutes. Steve isn't here, and he's supposed to be the one leading the meeting. What else? I think that's it. TBH. He did not show up at my ID, so go ahead. WH Richard Delta. Name is Wally.
KF8GDH. I'm Ryan from Grand Rapids area. I think I'm hitting the repeater from Grand Rapids. I got my license about 2 weeks ago. I should have my ID programmed. It should come through. Let me know if it is not. But kind of new to the whole DMR thing and just trying to figure things out a little bit. Back to who next, Tim, I think.
N-A-W-R-O. Yeah, I do show you in there. You're in Grand Rapids on that repeater. Signal is good. RSSI is amazing, 51. You must be kind of close. The only issue on the dashboard is I see that your talk group is not listed as 51. It's listed as your radio ID. So I think that one possible problem with that might be your talker alias maybe on that radio. I'll turn it over to Wally and see what he thinks, too. Go ahead, Wally.
You know, that would be something for SWR to answer. Can't help there, but it is showing 51. And I don't have any aliases or promiscuous modes or anything on this radio, so he must be hitting it correctly. At least that would be my best guess. Welcome to Ham Radio. Welcome to DMR. Your signal is good. Your audio is just a tad hot, but that's okay. You'll get that. And so what brings you to amateur radio? That's my opening question.
Thank you. I've been playing around with GMRS a little bit and decided to dive in and get my tech license. So I just tested a little bit ago. Like I said, I got my license about 2 weeks ago and pretty interested in the digital side of radio and kind of the non-internet portions of the radio. I know there's All-Star and Echolink and all the other things, but trying to do as much radio as I can instead of setting up a hotspot or anything like that. But, yeah, I'm hitting the Grand Rapids repeater. It's about 10 miles from my house, and I'm just on an HD. I got a VTech DA7X2, kind of the newest version of the digital HD. It's similar to Anytone, I think, 890, but it has VTech firmware on it. So back to what was next, Tim, I think.
Copy your last there, Ryan. Again, welcome. I echo what Wally said there. And if you're able to copy, I assume you're not mobile. If you maybe you've been there, but if not, the last Hertz site from Central Michigan. Quick URL is mi5.cc. I say again, mi5.charliecharlie. And on the top banner, there's a DMR listing. Just use the drop-down for DMR. And then the second down is the last Herd page. And that's what I'm looking at right now. And that helps to diagnose any issues you might have. Your signal is excellent, but the readings on the last Herd page just seem to be a little off, and I don't quite understand it. And the last column is an MI5 instead of a 0%. And the RSSI is a 5.1, which is suspect because we're supposed to be on talk group 5.1. And again, your talk group ID is listed where 5.1 should be for the talk group. But in any event, you're making the repeater excellent signal, loud and clear. Go ahead, Wally.
Okay, I'm going to stand down. Pleasure meeting you, Tim. We talk a lot. I might have to do some significant driving today, so if that ends up happening, you'll hear me a lot. Y'all have a good day. Take care. And this is it. I'm done. I got to get in the office. So he just got here. WAPD, clear. Go ahead. And it was Ryan.
All right. Bye, guys. Great day, Walter. I hope you enjoy. Tim, I will double-check my settings. I did manually program everything myself instead of taking a pre-made code plug. I just kind of wanted to get into it and figure out how everything works. So I don't think I have Talker Alias on, and I did go to the MI5 website and I did register. I think there's a Google Doc there or something they asked to submit your information. So I did do that. That's how I found out about this talk group from that website. I think I'm on Talk Group 51, but I will double-check my settings when I get inside. I'm actually just sitting on the deck with my HD right now, so I don't have a computer in front of me. Back to you, Tim.
N8WRO, Richmond, Macomb County. Yeah, I copy your last. No issues. Your signal, again, is outstanding, so you did a good job one way or the other. Might just be some tweaking there to get it right so that it's displaying right on the last Herd dashboard. And good that you signed up for their email there. Just register with them because we don't know, but perhaps today could possibly be a Skywarn day. So that would be the days that they'll send those messages out to, stay off of statewide 151, talk group 51, because we'll the MICON net might be activated on event 1, which affects this channel because it bleeds over. Probably a better way to describe that, but that's the reason they do that. So it's a good job that you did that. So I think I'll jump out myself, but I'll write your call down, and maybe we'll talk again another time. November 8, Whiskey, Romeo, Oscar, over to KF8GBH. Ryan, you have a good day. I will listen out.
I can side myself, and I guess I'm not sure how well the signal works from inside my house. I haven't tried it yet, but it's a nice morning, so I thought I'd sit outside. Yeah, thank you for the information. I will double-check my settings when I get back inside. So good talking with you. KF8GBH, going to be clear for now. Thank you. N8WRO, KF8GBH.
KF8GBH, N8WRO. Go ahead, sir.
Thank you. I was just looking at the MI5 site and the last heard information that we talked about earlier. It looks like the repeater or the whatever gathers the data is parsing it wrong. So the talk group ID is actually my radio ID. The RSSI is the channel I'm on, 51, and the loss is the channel name, MI5. So when it lists my talk group, that's actually my radio ID, my DMR radio ID. So I'm not sure what is happening. I'm not sure if my radio is sending extra data that is confusing the site that gathers everything, or what. All my information looks like it's entered correctly into my code plug, but that seems to be what's happening.
Yeah, I copied that. That's when I looked at that. That's the first time I've seen an RSSI that happened to be 5-1 in value, and I've never seen MI5 as a loss. So, yeah, something's up with that, but I don't think I'd worry about it too much, especially since you've checked everything. Again, your signal is good, coming in very strong on Grand Rapids. To be determined, I guess. I'm not sure why it's behaving the way it is, but there is usually one of our acquaintances, Jeff. You might want to write down his call sign, KV8SWR. I say again, his call is KV8SWR. He's pretty much a mentor here for us, and he helps us out. So if he hears you on, then at some point he might be available. He may give you some guidance.
Great. Thanks a lot, Tim. I just wanted to report back what I kind of investigated, but I don't see any settings that are wrong on my end. It just seems like the data is being interpreted incorrectly when it gets to wherever it's. So, anyway, I'll be clear now, but I just wanted to report back and let you know what I find. Thanks again. KF8GBH, clear for now.
Yeah, I copy your last and agree with you. You have a good one. Appreciate it. N8WRO, I will be clear QSO as well.
K8BCW, testing. K8BCW, testing.
BCW88MP.
Perfect, GBH. I hear you're testing, but I missed the call sign.
Yeah, thanks for the in Harbor Springs, getting into the
Grand Rapids, Michigan area, hitting the repeater down here for the 5 network. Back to you.
Yeah, thanks for the shout back. Appreciate that. Playing with the new radio that's been a radio that's been giving me. Couple of channels I wrote into it to see if it'll work. Sounds like it, so thanks.
A bit broken up there, but I got most of it. I think you might be just maybe just out of range of the repeater or getting close to it. But anyway, KF8GBH, I'll be clear for now.
K8BCW, thanks again. K8BCW, thank you again.
N8WRO. Darren, you calling me here? Negative copy. N8WRO, clear. KF8ETQ. Darren, this is, bro. Go ahead, sir. Yeah, I don't think that's going to work on Central Michigan. Happy to try the Simplex 441.0, although if you're at your QTH, probably too far away. N8WRO, I'll be clear 5-1. Here's why the Simplex 441.0.
W-A-C-D mobile. NAWRO, also mobile, Richmond.
Where are you mobile into?
Let's see, CVS to pick up something, and then just going to do a quick lunch someplace, I think carry out probably.
Well, very good. We went to M29 Diner. I had a bowl of soup. Took Marion back home, and I'm heading towards the office to go send a proposal for a broken air compressor that I'm going to hear the yelling in Richmond. Because this is going to be expensive.
Probably passing that site right about now. I'll listen later when I come back.
Oh, yeah. So, other than that, looks like it's getting a little bit rain dirt over the lake, but nothing significant. I don't see anything or heard anything. We did have a rain shower down here that was pretty significant for a little bit, but it has since subsided. The roads are wet, puddling a little bit, but nothing else. Have you heard any more forecasting?
Yeah, nothing substantial yet, or reliable, I should say. Except Gus is reliable, but he did mention it keeps getting pushed back a little bit, so... I guess we'll have to just wait and see. I did hear Donald give a forecast for Madison Heights that it was raining over there, so I'm sure we'll get some rain over here soon. We'll see how it goes.
Very good. Who's doing, assuming the weather holds up? Oh, crap. I got to take this. I'll call you back later. WABD.
NAWRO. Clear for now, but I'll turn it back on once I get out of the store.
K8BCW. K8BCW, testing hotspot. BW, loud and clear. KC8MXG, clear. K8BCW, testing the DM32. K8BCW. It was legible, but not as loud as your hotspot. KC8MXG, clear. Hey, thanks for the feedback there, Paul. Testing a different radio that doesn't seem to get into the repeater as well as my hotspot or my other radio that can hit the repeater a little bit more reliably. So just making sure I've got my settings right, and it sounds like I'm getting in. I just need to get a little closer.
Tomorrow when I'm roaming and get to the Mackinac repeater, I'll try to hit you once and see if it's working. And I'm putting in a whole new program now to roam on my way up north.
Oh, when is your trip going to be when you're coming through the area?
Area. But I appreciate whatever you meant. KC8MXG.
Yeah, Paul, I was just asking when you'll be coming through the area and wanting to test that access to the Mackinac repeater.
At 7, that puts me there about 12:30, 1 o'clock, I think.
Yeah, what day will that be?
I'm heading up north tomorrow. I'm thinking that the probably the last repeater that I'll be able to hit will be Mackinac City after I get to US 2 heading west, and until I get close to Marquette or I don't even know if there's a repeater in Marquette right now. I'm looking it up.
Yeah, Paul, if you're still there, yeah, there is, from my research, I went across to using Repeater Book and programmed in all of the DMR repeaters in the state that I could find. And there is one in Marquette, one in Houghton, which I think you said you're already familiar with. But other than that, Sault Ste. Marie, which I don't think you'll be close enough to on your trip, and then all the way to the western edge of the UP, Bessemer and Ironwood have DMR repeaters as well.
My final destination will be Hancock, and I'm hoping that I'm high enough on a hill that I'll hit the repeater in Houghton, which is actually, I think, at the top of Michigan Tech, one of the big buildings there.
Yeah, I don't think you'll have any problems hitting that repeater at Michigan Tech from across the canal there. That should be no problem.
Yeah, if you need the details on the Marquette repeater, let me know. I can share the frequencies with you and the color code.
Open right now, but not to that page. But I'm busy putting in some channels. Now, when you put in your channels, you only use statewide one. You don't put in every one, do you?
Well, the analog repeater system here on the northwest tip of the MIT that I use frequently, they also have a DMR talk group that links to it. So I made channels for these other repeaters that would use the MI5 talk group and then another set of channels that would use the WHCCE link so that I haven't tried it yet, but theoretically I could hit one of those DMR repeaters in Houghton, for instance, use the WHCCE link talk group, and then get into the analog link repeater system that I frequent down here.
For your response, I appreciate it. I guess I will talk to you tomorrow when I get to Marquette, or maybe even before then. Appreciate the information.
Yeah, I don't know exactly how my day is going to go tomorrow, but I'll try to monitor and listen for you when you come through Mackinac. If you're coming up, I'm assuming you're coming up I-75. I'm not sure if you'll be able to hit at that Petoskey machine or not. You might be a little bit too far. But certainly you should be able to hit the Mackinac, and I'll try to be on around lunchtime and try to catch you. And then if you get over to Marquette and want to give it a try about 4 hours later, I'll maybe be listening at that time as well.
I do appreciate it. Thank you so much. I guess I'll be clear. KC8MXC clear with K8BCW.
Yeah, don't go too crazy right in that code plug, and don't pull too many hairs out. Good luck. K8BCW.
W8TOD monitoring. W8LFA, listening.
W8FU.
W8FU.
KE8FCR.
Afternoon,
John. How's it going this afternoon?
It is not going horrible. I'm out of work and on my way home. So looks like I'm ahead of the rain. A little gray, but we can live with that. How about you? How's it going?
Yeah, I totally agree there. Hoping to get home before the brunt of whatever storms are calling for tonight hit. I'm heading home, still have some work to finish up. Yeah, I started a new job at GM, but out of Milford, and I split my time between Milford and Warren, so it's been a whirlwind of a couple of weeks, driving back and forth between Milford and Warren, and back to Milford and back to Warren, and then home in a single day, so it's been interesting, but the job's at least fun, so that makes up for the driving.
Oh, my God, you got to deal with that 696 junk. But I think I'd asked before, but you work for, like, are you with Delco or with what kind of work you're doing? You've told me this, too. I'll know it when I hear it.
Yeah, I'm direct with GM. I work, well, my new position is I'm a thermal performance engineer, so making sure our vehicles work right in extremely hot and extremely cold conditions around the world. So that's what I do now. I used to be a design engineer in the thermal space, but now I am actually hands-on with our vehicles.
All right. Well, there you go. Sounds like you get to get out a little bit. That's not bad. And if you're driving on their nickel, who cares? They give you a car for that, then who double cares?
Yep, I agree there. I'm working on the car thing. The program I'm working on right now is still considered high security, so we can't be driving off of either the proving grounds or the tech center with them. But once the security shield gets taken off sometime this summer, I'll be able to drive around one of their vehicles and have my computer hooked up taking data. So that's a big part of my job right now.
Yeah, it sounds good. So I knew the reason I felt Delco is my buddy Doug worked out there for Delco. Probably still, well, I don't know. Who knows if he's still there or moved on. But he was out there at Milford doing a lot of stuff that had to do with the vehicle electronics. And when I said Delco, I thought Delco was a division. I thought that was the I thought that was all part of the company. But you seem to indicate that might be a an outsource now.
Yeah, I'm not sure how Delco fits in anymore, honestly, because I know all of our parts are still called AC Delco, but I know we have they redid a couple of things and called like GM Components Holding now, and we have a facility out in New York that does radiators and condensers and any sort of heat exchanger you could want, and they're technically GM, but they're under GM Components Holding. I'm not sure how it is all set up now. All of our software is in-house anymore. They've brought a lot of software people in for the amount of screens and buttons and all the things that we want our vehicles to do with software now.
Well, that makes me happy, and you know, I'd be more happy if I knew they were sourcing all their parts and whatnot here as well. It just it always frightened me as soon as we start. You know, you want to know about a giant sucking sound? It's the manufacturing. That's for sure. It's the stuff. It's an even more so than the jobs that you lose. It's the stuff. And when you can't make it when you need it, yoy. So I would love nothing more than to see us get back to being able to manufacture the, you know, the components. But just in this economic, you know, this way we be, you know, we're global economically when it comes to that kind of stuff. You got to get the parts made where it's economically feasible to get them made. But we don't play, you know, we trade globally, kind of sort of, but we don't, yeah, but we don't cooperate globally. So you still got that tension there. So am I going to be able to get the stuff I need, you know, if things go south? You know, it scares the hell out of me sometimes.
Yeah, I totally agree with you there. I think COVID was a big wake-up call for almost all of the auto manufacturers. Because when China shut down, we were like, uh-oh. How do we make a car now that so many of the little modules and components were outsourced to overseas manufacturing? And I'd like to see more of them, and I have seen a lot more of them coming back stateside, whether it be GM making them direct or you know, working with our Tier 1 suppliers to ramp up their U.S.-based manufacturing to support U.S.-built vehicles. And also, you could include a little bit of Canada and Mexico in there as well. But yeah, anything here in the States needs to have parts made in North America.
Well, I love to hear it. So, but I gotta admit, I don't play in that field, and I don't know. I know, in my line of work, you know, we still get the radio equipment comes from all over Hell's Half Acre. And not from China. We get almost nothing from China, but we've got Mexico, which is North America. Israel, a lot of stuff come from Israel. Where else I was seeing lately, but mostly doable. But still, you got all the componentry. It's still a problem. I don't think they could make all the stuff it takes to make this radio I'm talking on. You know, in a friendly hemisphere.
Yeah, I hear you there. I think, correct me if I'm wrong, I thought Motorola was mostly based out of, was it Malaysia is where their final assembly is for a lot of them? I think I saw that on the back of the tag of my 7550, but I'm not 100% sure. I was not aware of Israel. That's pretty fascinating, but I guess it makes sense given how advanced the IDF seems to be with their technology, and a lot of it has to do around radio in some way.
Hey, man, when you absolutely, positively have to blow a radio up in somebody's hand.
Oh, yeah. Radio, pager, you name it.
Yeah, that was kind of a, that was kind of an interesting story. What were they doing? I thought it was cell phones, wasn't it? I forget which manufacturer it was, but they were, holy cow, is this guy behind me drunk? Some guy running in the, he's just been running the shoulder on Grossbeck here, same speed as everybody, you know, running about 50 on the shoulder. And he just wanders over in front of the car behind me without regard for him. I'm like, geez, oh, Pete. But enough on all that. Yeah, I forget what it was. I think it was a cell phone, or was it a radio? I can't remember what they were fixing to blow up and explode in the bad guy's hands.
Right. Yeah, I think it was a radio, or if I remember right, a pager, you know, old school pagers that they were bringing up to explode.
Yeah, that's right, because it was one of the big manufacturers, like Icom. I think. I'm almost positive it was Icom. And they were like, whoa, 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 we had nothing to do with this. Yeah, I remember.
Yeah, I know they say there's even bad PR is good PR, but I'm not sure Icom wanted that sort of PR for their paging products.
All right. Was that Anthony? I thought I heard RUH, but I'm not sure. Anthony, was that you? If it was, I'd have doubled on you.
Yeah, you guys aren't getting me that well. I'm 75, coming up to 696 in low cloud.
Yep, sounds like you're not quite rock solid in there. That's surprising, because you were doing so good. Tell you what, I'll catch you over on VHF. I'm going to bounce over to VHF. I don't even have that in my car, do I? I'm going to bounce over to UHF and catch Anthony. WNFU.
Sounds good. K-E-H-F-C-R.
K-F-A-F-Q-N.
K-F-A-F-Q-N, this is K-F-A-E-T-Q. I did not know you had a DMR radio.
Is K-F-A-F-Q-N? Yeah, he gave me the radio.
It looks like your radio is not properly set up. It for the talk destination talk group, it has your call sign number, not the talk group 51 number like it's supposed to be.
Really? It's still like that? I'll have to reprogram it. I've had the same problem when I was talking to Sean and Tim, but I already fixed it, but I guess they're not, so I will go back on the software and see what's wrong.
What kind of radio do you have right now for the DMR?
I have a TYT MD something UV.
If it is the MD830, I believe that supports OpenGD 77. And if it does support OpenGD 77, there is a code plug for it on the Comair PSE website.
Okay, yeah, that's what Tom, the radio Tom gave me. He already put the software GD OpenGD 77 on it. He let me borrow his laptop and the cable because I don't have one for this type of radio or any kind of Kenwood style pins. So I'll reprogram it to see, fix that. We were with KF8ETQ. Are you still there?
Yes, I am. I'm still here.
Okay, yeah. Well, I was saying that, yeah, this is his first DMR radio. He already put a software OpenGD 77 in it, and he's letting me borrow his laptop. I don't have any kind of, like, plugs other than for my Anytone for this radio, too. I didn't borrow that, so I'll reprogram the radio and fix that. Thank you for kind of me, by the way.
I could probably help you with if you still haven't figured it out by then.
All right, yeah. Let me write down the talk group for me so I can do that.
So did you say you were just borrowing the radio, or is that yours to keep?
This one is mine. I broke the charger, though, so Cujo has to give me a charger for so I can borrow again to charge up this radio. It's at 19% right now, so I'm kind of running a little low. But, I'm loading my VMR. We're about to connect. But, hey, can you give me the talk group number and stuff so I can program that into the radio, please, and thank you?
The talk group for statewide one is 51.
Hi, Roger. So where would I program? Sorry, I'm looking at a DMR, so like, where would I program the talk group in? Like, will it literally say talk group, or, like, where would I have to program that into?
Open up the reference documentation for OpenGD 77. Did you know?
Wait, can you repeat your last kind of cut out there?
Yes.
All right, yeah. Sorry about that. I was eating, but I'll be sure to fix that and stuff. And thank you for reminding me again. I actually forgot today. I just wanted to make a contact down here, and thank you for coming back as well. I got it written down, talk group 51, and I'll put it in. Thank you.
Position was on my side.
Well, all right, you're kind of cutting out too, so I'll say 7-3, and you have a good afternoon. It's spring break for us, so I'm happy about that. All right, this is KF8, FQM, 7-3, and clear. Actually, KF8, ETQ, are you still on there? This is KF8, FQM. This is KF8, FQM, listening.
K8, DCW.
This is Kilo Foxtrot 8, Echo Tango, Quebec. Kilo Foxtrot 8, Echo Tango, Quebec. Kilo Foxtrot 8, Echo Tango, Quebec. Are you there, John? This is Kilo Foxtrot 8, Echo Tango, Quebec. Kilo Foxtrot 8, Echo Tango, Quebec. Anyone there?
Hey, Gary, this is Alpha Delta 8, Mike Papa.
What again?
Alpha Delta 8, Mike Papa.
Were you a part of the ARPSC group in Macomb by any chance? That call sign sounds somewhat familiar?
Yeah, I just started back up in the last two meetings.
I just got a so-called message over DMR. Did you also get one? This is Kilo Foxtrot 8, Echo Tango, Quebec.
I'm sorry, what kind of message was that we should have received?
I somehow received a message, like a text message of some sort, over DMR. I didn't really even know that that was a feature, so I don't know your guidance on how to use it if you have it.
No, I didn't get any kind of a message, text message. But...
It was 310-493-WAD. He must have get some sort of message or something.
WE LSA listening to the DMR network on statewide one.
K8DCW.
K8DCW, WE8LSA. How's it going, Bentley?
Hey, it's going well. How about yourself?
I'm just watching the rain start rolling through here. You know, a little bit of lightning a minute ago, and it's starting to rain pretty hard. How about you?
Yeah, getting ready to fire up the grill and throw some dinner on and get that going. We had mostly a gray, cloudy, drizzly day up here. I think that's kind of the recipe across the whole state today.
Yeah, no kidding. At least you got the grill out, so I'll call that a win. You're in a hot spot, right?
Yeah, I've got a repeater across the bay from me here in Petoskey, but... when I'm out and about around the house, especially down in my basement, I prefer to get in on my hot spot. Get a little bit of loss on the repeater sometimes.
Okay, I might have to send you an email or something. I have a hot spot. I am just having the darkest time trying to set it up. It's an older one. DMR capable, but I have no clue how to set up this network. So that's just me being honest.
Yeah, for sure it can be finicky. You're going to have to make some changes to your code plug and use a different talk group than the one that you use for this network.
Okay. Yeah, because right now the only way I'm able to get it from is by staying in my sunroom, trying to get to the repeater. I have a Motorola, the SL7550, the little cell phone looking thing. It only has like 2 watts, but I'm like, that would be perfect for a hotspot. Like you said, I could be in the basement and be able to get the system.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with that setup. I've got a Raspberry Pi that I built with a Pi hat on it. MMDVM, I think, is the software I'm running on it, and it works really good, but it was pretty finicky to set up.
Yeah, my hotspot's the NanoSpot. I think they discontinued those. There's a guy in Vegas who's making them, Micronode International, but it runs the same MMDVM software. But I assume it's pretty close to what you have as far as software goes.
Joe, did I lose you? Did you read my last?
I was telling you what my hotspot was, and then I didn't hear anything after that.
Okay, what I asked was, do you have a Brandmeister account set up?
Oh, geez, I'm sure I set one up probably 10, 15 years ago. I assume that's the first place you're going to start.
Yeah, there's a Brandmeister talk group associated with this this system. And what you can do is set up your hotspot to receive on your radio locally and then use that Brandmeister talk group to access the MI5 network. That's what I'm doing. And I can help you set that up if you need a hand with that.
Okay, yep, yeah, I'm on the website now. I actually do have still active. So I may need some time on that right now while I'm keeping my kids in there, but I can see that in my future.
Yeah, if you want to jot this down, the talk group number is 31261.
Got it. Yep, I see that on the DMR last heard as well. So that would explain why I see that.
Cool.
Thank you.
All right, that's great. So if you're getting into the last heard site and you're watching this sort of stuff, you're well on your way. So, yeah, listen up for me, and if you have any other questions, reach out. Be happy to give you a hand. And if we need to take it offline, be happy to give you some contact information to do that, too.
Awesome. Well, glad to hear. I appreciate it, Bentley. Don't burn anything on the grill. I'll talk to you later. Appreciate it. So you wait, I'll be clearing your last.
KABCW is clear and on to grilled chicken mode.
WAP.
I was just about to text you.
What I do?
You said look at the OMP hobby, right? You talking about the M1 or the M2?
I can't remember. I'm going to have to take a look. The one that was a little bit bigger.
I'm assuming that's the M2 Evo.
I think that's the one I have. That thing flies nice.
I'm gandering right now since I got some free Amazon money.
Yeah. Go see Matt. About 9 Mile and Van Dyke prop shop. I'm not saying to buy one from them, but if you're ever there, that's like the premier helicopter airplane place in the county.
Good to know, because the only shop I've known of is Larry's, which I don't mind Larry's. I did get ripped off last time I was there, which pissed me off, but they don't really do a lot with anything in the air.
No, they kind of got out of it, and they Larry's isn't the same. They used to be into the Horizon Hobby stuff, but it's called the Prop Shop, and they're like at 9 and Van Dyke. They're just south of Wally Edgar, and on the east side of the road. Very, very stand up.
All right, noted. I remember down that way. I'll remember to swing in there because I've always wanted to look at all this stuff before ordering it, and there's really nowhere else to go.
Yeah, he's got it, and he'll tell you the pros and cons of everything. He's been it long enough. He wants happy customers. He doesn't really care about selling stuff or selling stuff. He wants people to be happy. He's been like that. But as he got more established, he was really good. I mean, I forget one when I was looking at one time. He told me, no, you don't want that one. He'll tell you, you know. So, I still think, I haven't been in there in a year or two, but I still think it's OMP is still the top player. But he'll tell you who is.
I should just call him. When I was going through 2 years ago when I bought my Gooski S1, did a lot of reading and back and forth, but I think that was before the M2 Evo was out. I could be wrong, though. I like this thing. Got to figure out batteries, but I might order one of these.
Yeah, go see him. He'll match the price. They'll throw in a few extra parts. And, they make collision kits and everything else for him, too. I'll find mine. The weather breaks here a little bit. I'll start putting it in the air. We'll go have a fly day or fly afternoon or something.
Sounds good to me. I've been flying my carbon cub in the backyard, and it's been way too windy to be flying it. But what a way to learn how to fly a plane. But, yeah, I have no trees, and I don't have any good runways yet in the house or in the yard. Heli's kind of perfect. I used to fly a ton of drones, but those are pretty boring to fly over open ground.
Yeah, an idiot can fly a drone.
Not a GPS drone, not a DJI, like a home-built FPV drone, like a quadcopter.
No, okay. Well, then I rescind my comment. Yes, those are DJI drone. You just tell it to stay there, and the fricker stays there until it runs out of battery.
And then when it runs out of battery, it'll land itself where it took off.
Yep. So we had a guy that was really so good at it that the DJI, they flew it around, out in the water on Lake St. Clair. He literally landed it, and they just caught it on the skids with his hands. So he was that talented while he was flying it.
Well, come on, that's the only way to do it. My old truck, I had a sunroof on it, and I would launch it out of the sunroof and catch it and land it through the sunroof so I didn't have to get out when I was scouting for ducks in the wintertime.
I didn't think you're supposed to do that.
So, Michigan law is written weird. You're not allowed to molest wildlife with a drone, but I'm just scouting them, and I'm not interfering with them. But I do know, like, in Alaska, you can't hunt the day you fly. So I don't think that necessarily applies here.
Yeah. You think of some of the technology we have. I got a Phantom 3 or a Phantom 4. I can't remember. I got to see what it is. I don't even know. My son was telling me that the software won't even sync up anymore. I have to see if that's still the case.
I've got a lot of hours on a Phantom 3. They're good drones. They just sound like a helicopter. But, yeah, there's, like, a DJI ban that went in place to where they shut down the service that sent all your flight records to their servers in China. So now they just can store them locally on whatever device you're using to fly them, and then you got to use a third party if you care about keeping track. So I don't know why, but I pay $6 a month to a service called Air Data, and it's a flight log. So I know exactly how many miles are on my drone, how many hours. It's cool. I've had the drone for a while. It's got 189 miles on it, I think, like 15 flight hours. So it's cool, but it's very, very much a novelty and not a necessity. So you should still be able to get that thing in the air.
Okay. Well, I'll have to chat with you about it. I know they had a program. It was a bootleg program. I can't remember what it was. You could tell it where to go before it left. I still have that program. I forget the name of it. And it would go, it would do a mission, and it would come back.
If you think of the name, let me know, because I bought it for the drone I have now, which works really well. Like, I can grid a field and say, I'll go fly this a map, and it calculates battery life and, like, return to home for swaps and go right back and then resume. I did it for, like, 3D modeling and mapping, and it worked really, really well. And that was a long time ago, and I can't remember what the hell this offer was, but I paid, like, $100 for it, and I have no idea how to get it back.
Well, I still have it on my phone, but it's, I can't find it. Oh, man. I will find it, but I remember it was, wow, one would think. I know how to do it. Let's do it this way. Hold on. Litchi, L-I-T-C-H-I.
I was going to say that, but I didn't know that you could send routes on that. That's sweet. I used to fly that with my Phantom. Software I was using was totally different. It would, like, load. You'd have to, like, load something onto the drone, the coordinates and whatever. So totally different, but I didn't know that Richie did that.
Yeah, I've sent it as far as, I was kind of brave, but I've sent it as far as 3 miles away and had it come back up at my son's house. He lives up by 30 Mile and Omo. He was pretty far out there.
My first drone I ever had was like a Parrot something. I don't even remember what it looked like, but I remember I flew with an Android tablet, and it was built into their software, which was crazy to me. And I could map that thing and send it wherever the hell I wanted. Like, no calculation of return to home, no nothing. I could send it in a straight line for 2 miles if I wanted to. But I used to live in downtown Romeo when I flew that thing, and, man, I had a blast with it because it would just disappear, and then all of a sudden you'd hear it coming back, and it would land.
Yeah, same thing. So, cool. All right. Mrs. Maine is home, so she's staring out the door, and I'm sure she's going to want me to take her someplace because that's what we do. We go out to eat a lot, so I'll do something late. So I will chat with you a little bit later. Take care, Cliff. We will chat soon. There'll be any clear beers.
Yes, sir. Enjoy your dinner. I'll catch you later. N8VDF.
W8VD. W8FU.
Hello, this is Kilo Foxtrot 8 Echo Tango Quebec. Anyone there? This is Kilo Foxtrot 8 Echo Tango Quebec. Anyone there?
KF8ETQ. This is W8RAT. Well, good evening. How are you? The name here is Dave. I don't know if we've chatted before.
I don't know if we've chatted either. The name over here is Darren, and I am a part of the ARPSC group. That's where I know half of the people, it feels like, that's on Statewide 1.
Okay. I only got a bit of that. Most of that was somewhat digitized. Well, it sounds like you've got a new call sign, so I just wanted to say welcome to the hobby. And I'm still kind of new to DMR myself here. I've kind of used another code plug and adapted some parts to my usage, but still trying to create my own here. But it's kind of nice. It's something nice. There's always something new to learn here in the hobby here. I've been licensed. Well, I'm taking a hiatus off for a while. I've been receiving, but I've been licensed so roughly about 25 years, and there's still always something new to do in the hobby.
I noticed that your call sign did not show up on my radio, which means I'm guessing that new DMR ID, and you just recently got into DMR, like I think you were saying earlier, and that would probably be in the last month or two, right? Does that sound about right?
KF8ETQ W8RIT. Did I get a little too digitized, or did I drop off?
No, I heard you. I tried responding. My radio acted like it was responding, but seemingly didn't get you. Your DMR ID number looks like it's a relatively new one, considering it is not in the database that I pulled a few months ago. Is that the case?
Yeah, that sounds about right, because I have probably been active with my DMR ID for, maybe about a month or so. So still very new and whip behind the ears. So, yeah, that's probably why it's not showing up here, is that I've just got it within the past month or so.
Thanks for yet another reminder that I still need to figure out how to update the DMR caller ID list on both of my radios. The one radio I know I can do easily, the other one not so easily.
Yeah, that's something I'm still going to have to figure out myself here. And, I don't think I could be much of an expert on that here, but I'm certain that you probably put the idea out to someone here, and someone's got your radio and such, and can help walk you through it here. I'm using the DM32 here. Is it possibly one of the radios that you're using?
No, that's not the one that either of them that I'm using. I'm using an open GD77 based radio. Right now, I'm transmitting at about 10 watts. And I can't see the name tag on it right now. It's MD9600, I believe. It's a TYT radio. And then the other one is like a Red Towel or something like that, 4D, I believe it is.
Okay, yeah, I have not heard of either of those. A bit digitized again, but I have not heard of either of those, and I'm actually still learning the radio that I have here. I kind of got it, well, I guess 50-50. I'm also kind of, amongst my other radio listening, is I like to do some scanner radio listening, so I was also going to plug in some business band radios, not to transmit, but just to receive and see if I can figure out, what kind of business it is, et cetera, just for reception purposes. But kind of got this from a coworker of mine who... Well, I've been kind of persistent about getting a radio in front of my work van here that I had done some months back. So kind of get back into the hobby here a bit here. So this is one of the things I'm learning myself here, including this radio here with making the code plugs. And I don't feel too bad because I hear a lot of other people with the same problems. So I know I'm in the same boat, I guess you could say.
There is the Michigan DMR1 group that meets every once a month or once a week, I think. I don't remember. I think it's Monday. Maybe it was Tuesday. Either way, you can ask a lot of your questions there if you can figure out how to get into the group. I know there is a repeater in Detroit that does there that you can catch it off of, and then if you have one of those wireless gadget things that transmits and broadcasts at your own repeater of sorts, you can join it off of that too.
Okay, I don't know if I've heard of this before. So you say Mondays, what time about on Monday?
I have to look that one up real quick. I do not know the time. I'll have to look that up, please. Thank you.
And WARAT. Okay, thanks for the tip. I'll have to keep listening out for them. And they have one more avenue to ask questions and such to be able to learn. Darren, what sort of gets you into the hobby? What sort of things as far as ham radio are you going to be getting into, as far as the different arenas? How about if we put it like that, the different arenas in amateur radio, the different aspects? What sort of gets your interest here? DMR is still new to me, and I had been kind of bucking it for a while here.
A lot of the digital radio, more particularly HF digital radio, catches my eye. I've played around with decoding some NOAA weather maps that are being transmitted out of Boston. I believe I have also tried doing some other digital modes, like JS8 and such, over HF. So that is what kind of is my curiosity right now. What got me into it was I was between jobs and I kind of needed something to do, so I kind of just started studying for the ham test and realized I could actually pass it if I studied a little bit more, and then I actually took the test and passed it. So that's kind of how I managed to get in here.
I was just getting of our network which is one that I was thinking of that runs from 7:30 to 8:25. That is a brand new number of 3-1-2-6-6. That's 3-1-2-6-6. This is Kilo Foxtrot 8 Echo Tango Quebec. I am trying to run my radio off the battery. I am curious if it's actually transmitting or not.
Yes, I have you loud and clear, still, Darren.
I responded when you were asking about the DMR-1 TechNet. That is Monday at 7:30 to 8:25, I believe it was, or 8:30, somewhere around there.
Yeah, I've jotted that down and made a note of it here. Well, I was asking you, Darren, what sort of your interest here with amateur radio? DMR is kind of new to me, and then you made mention about the HF and that. I'm also kind of very much interested in a lot of that, too, myself here with weather fax decoding, so I was also kind of curious what kind of software you use, and then also if you do Windows or Linux. I kind of dabble a little bit in both, but primarily use Windows, I guess you'd say. So, yeah, I've done that for quite a while myself here, too. So I do a lot of reception outside of the amateur radio bands as well as inside. I haven't done anything with JS-8, so that's kind of interesting.
I have done some stuff with WSJTX, and currently I have open Theis. I don't know exactly how you pronounce it, but it's T-H-E-T-I-S. That is an application I use with my HF radio that is a software-defined radio, so that does all the decoding. I think I also use FLDigi, but yeah, I think that's about it.
I have not heard of that. Open Theis. If you could repeat that again for me, and then what is this like? What web server based as far as being able to view rig control?
No, this is a radio application that connects to my software defined radio. It is spelled T-H-E-T-I-S. Again, that is T-H-E-T-I-S.
Okay, interesting. I'll have to Google that and check that out for interfacing, too. Do you do like I do as far as that goes, listen outside the amateur bands? I know you made mention about the weather facts, but it was kind of how I gained my interest. Well, yeah, a portion of how I gained my interest here in the radio hobby was through shortwave listening. And I remember a time when I was younger, boy, at 40 meters, I kind of wish at times, boy, I wish those darn hams would be quiet. So now that times are changing, I'm standing on the other side.
Yeah, I do a little bit of shortwave listening sometimes. I try to find the English broadcast stations, but I've also been trying to recently figure out how to get my power supply noise down so that it can be fed into my HF SDR and get a lower noise floor than I currently have, because currently it's like, what, negative 1.5 or 115 decibels to maybe at best 120 decibels.
Well, what kind of power supply do you have? Is it by any chance a switching power supply?
Yes, you are correct. It is a switching mode power supply. It is a Meanwell power supply LRS-600-12. And when I found that on the internet for buying it, it was just same price as the other one that has a lot less amperage or wattage or whatever.
Yeah, here's just some opinion, I think. You know, there's some good things about switching power supplies, as far as efficiency and such. But I do have a few myself. Don't really use them quite frequently, but they are kind of generally known to be, and I'm saying this very loosely, but generally known to be kind of electronically noisy. Is it kind of wide banded, this noise? I'm guessing that you're hearing. So that's kind of going to negate a suggestion I'm going to have, because I know some of them, they have a basically you can adjust it so that way, in case you do have noise, you can shift it off a little bit by a few kilohertz or so. But is the noise that you're getting from it, and I would imagine so, that it's probably wide banded.
The noise is so wide banded, I basically call it the whole entire noise floor, because it's roughly a very flat line across the whole system. When I'm looking within the broadcast AM radio station frequencies, I will also notice that sometimes it is there are these like weird spikes that exist, I also have just recently got in, I think maybe it was this week even, some power filtering stuff. No, it was actually last week. I got some power filtering stuff in so that I can hopefully filter the power a little bit more so that I can actually be able to pick stuff up on HF. I think I'm going to have to go soon, so 73.
Okay, very good. Nice chatting with you, Darren. So nice you found this a little bit. I'm not really too much of an expert on this, but I would say yes. It might just be something internally that's going to do. Other than that, I'm not certain of your arrangement, but just throwing this out kind of quickly, just maybe put a battery in line, and then you can run the battery off of to wherever you're currently connected to. Might dampen it somewhat, but probably not a whole lot. So other than that, might have to think about just a different power supply source. Talk with you later, Darren. Yeah, I'm probably going to go grab a bite to eat myself here. Dinner's coming up. But, again, thanks for the tip for the net. I'll see about checking in.
73, and for legal purposes, this is Kilo Foxtrot 8 Echo Tango Quebec.
This is Cafe EDQ, monitoring statewide 1.
This is KF8FQN, listening. KF8FQN, clear.
This is Kilo Foxtrot 8 Echo Tango, Quebec. Anyone there?
Yeah, I'm here, Darren. What's up? This is N8BZR, N8 Bravo Zulu Romeo.
Not much. I was testing out a new radio configuration this morning, and it appears like it actually works, which shouldn't be much of a surprise, but it's pretty cool to see.
Yeah, you sound good over here. You sound great, really clear and everything. What kind of radio are you using?
For the net, I was using the TYT MD9600. Right now, I am using RT4D, I believe, Redtel 4D.
Okay, what'd you say about the 9600 again, the TYT 9600? Is that what you were using before?
Yes, that is what I was using during the net.
Oh, that one sounds good, too. I got a TYT 9800. It's just AM and, it's just VHF and UHF. I didn't know that the 9600, does the 9600 do DMR?
Yes, the 9600 does a DMR, although we were on an analog net.
Yeah, that radio sounded good too. Yeah, I got to look into that 9600. That'd be nice. That's a mobile, right?
Oh, yeah, that is a mobile radio. I had it connected to a battery. It's a 10-amp-hour battery. It's a lithium iron phosphate, I believe. And so I was trying to test it in a more of a man-pack kind of a situation.
Well, it does the trick. It's not really good. I got to look into that radio. That'd be interesting to have. It'd be nice to have DMR in the car because I got to travel, a good hour and a half every morning to work and an hour and a half back. So it gives me a lot of time to listen on the radio and monitor stuff, you know.
Yeah, that's kind of cool. I also found out that the kid, I can't remember his name, Wyatt, he got onto the DMR network just recently. KF8F2N is his call sign, but this is Kilo Foxtrot 8 Echo Tango Quebec.
Yeah, I got to talk to Wyatt. I heard he got the DMR. That's amazing. That's great. I hope it's working out good for him.
I really like my experience with DMR. Earlier today, I was chatting with someone who just got a DMR radio in the last month or so. And so I also need to update my contacts list on both of my radios so that they're both up to date with what's current, because it seems like a lot of people have been getting on the DMR radios recently.
Yeah, I got to update my contact list. It's out of date. I got one from Cliff. He gave me the contact list, and I haven't updated it since he gave it to me, other than I made a few changes, you know, with people's names. But, when I got the DMR radio working, I didn't have anybody to help me, so I had to figure everything out on my own, and I got it all figured out. And the first contact I made was in Germany. There was a guy N9AZ or something like that. I got to look it up again, but I got talking to this guy in southern Germany by Lake Constance, and I've talked with him several times already. Over.
Yeah, that sounds like a really cool story. I think one of the people I met recently, when they first got into ham radio, their first contact was on a 2-meter and 10-meter repeater, and they were talking to someone in Australia.
Wow. Yeah, that's awesome. It makes me want to go try and, you know, see who I can contact, where I can contact them as well. Not the same with DMR because we get the help of the internet. You know, it's a little different when you're doing it just with RF. Okay, I just got home from work, Darren, so I gotta get going here. I gotta get something to eat. But it's nice talking to you, 73s, and we'll see you soon. This is NADZR. We'll be clear off to your final.
Okay, 73. Talk to you later.